This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
You know how weird that feeling is when you leave the house, even if it's just to go run a really quick errand and you realize you've forgotten your phone?
You feel like you're on an island in the middle of the Pacific for however long you're gone. Seriously.
It's true. All of a sudden, places I've gone every single day for 2 years, I'm like, wait a minute. Do I remember how to get there? What's my number? What's my husband's number? And I even know it by heart, but it's like you start questioning everything.
It's worse, though.
What if there's an emergency?
It's worse for the younger generation, the generation after you.
Gen Z, right, because they've grown up with
all
this technology.
Lost. I can find my way all over St. Louis pretty much without a phone because I grew up reading maps. And I know St. Louis better than my wife. I tease my kids about it all the time. They are lost. When Verizon service went out that day and my wife and daughter could not access GPS, they freaked out.
But it's not just that. I look up so much stuff on my phone. I'm one of those people who will doom scroll on social media. It's all the things. It's having accessibility to a phone and to be able to text message people.
Right.
I mean, how often do you watch a movie or a show and you actually put your phone down and never touch it for the entire duration of that movie?
Never.
Let's say it's one of those 3-hour ridiculously long movies. For whatever reason, we will still be on our phone. I don't know what it is about that. I don't remember ever doing that a handful of years ago, but now I'll find myself doing it. And I'm thinking, Kim, you are watching something. Why do you need to be almost have a double source of entertainment? Put the dang phone down. This story, Ethan actually found this story, and I thought it was really interesting. This is in the UK, but this could certainly be implemented here. They did this experiment for 21 days where they had 12-year-olds and these teachers at this school lock their phones away and devices in a box. So for 21 days, they had to see how it would have an impact on them. You're thinking 12-year-olds? Well, listen to this statistic. It says in the UK, more than 90% of 11-year-olds and almost half of the nation's 9-year-olds own a smartphone, while a fifth of the nation's 3- and 4-year-olds have their own device.
Now, wait a minute. They don't own it. They were gifted it by their parents.
True. You're right.
Which means it could be taken away.
It could be taken away, but how often does that really happen?
Never.
Probably not. At the start of this experiment, some of the 12-year-olds admitted they go on their phone for as many as 10 hours a day during the school holidays. 38% of the group said they use their phone more than 4 hours a day, and then 17% said that they use their phone more than 6 hours a day. I'll be the first to admit that daily screen report that you get on Sundays is really depressing.
It's disturbing.
This would be really hard for me. Not having my phone in the car if I'm driving somewhere is a really jarring feeling. I can't imagine not having it for a day or 2 days or, oh my gosh, 21 days. But I want you to listen to some of these students, because what they did was they had these researchers monitor the students' sleep, mood, attention span, and any symptoms of depression and anxiety while this experiment was going on.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
And, like, that's kind of crazy.
Whilst a smartphone-free existence has its challenges, many of the kids are now starting to feel the benefits.
I'm a lot more active than usual. We've been playing, like, school games, going out for a bit and just having fun.
I've quite enjoyed not having a phone, and I've really enjoyed like being more sociable.
When I'm coming home and sort of spending more family time, when I look at a phone, it just seems a bit weird, really.
My sleep's better. I think I'm more sociable, concentrate better and sleep better. Like, in lessons, I don't know why, but I'm more focused.
I have felt less anxious without my phone. I haven't had any anxiety or panic attacks. I think it's gone really well not having a phone.
Isn't it crazy? A lot of people turn to their phone if they're, say, feeling anxious because they think that will help. Or I'll also admit that when I can't sleep, sometimes I will look at my phone, and I know that they say, well, don't do that because the light's terrible for you. But sometimes when I can't seem to shut my brain off, sometimes I'll tell myself, well, if you just look at something that's kind of mindless, it will at least distract me and get me not so focused on whatever I was thinking about.
Okay.
And kind
of like reading a book before you go to bed.
I don't know if social media is not doing.
But social media is not designed to work that way, right? And if we can pause for a moment and just comment on how lovely those accents were.
I know.
And the little music in the background. Doo 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 doo.
I sleep better, and I'm not as anxious anymore.
I love that.
You don't think they like our accents, do you? We all appreciate their accents, and we think they're adorable. But do they ever look at a, say, Midwest accent, and they're like, that is so attractive and
so cute? I didn't get around to watching the finale of Yellowstone until yesterday with my wife. We missed it on Sunday.
I'm sorry.
And Kelly Riley is British.
Yes.
But she plays Beth Dutton as an American with a Western accent, and she's brilliant at it. I don't know how she does it. I don't know how she escapes a lifetime of linguistics and sounds like a Westerner in that show. But I don't know if they strive for that or not. I'd rather listen to their accent.
I would too. Yeah. I'm always surprised. You
know, we left them 250 years ago.
Well, that's okay. I still like the accent.
Isn't it interesting, British people, when they sing, you don't hear their accent?
Mostly. A few of the Rolling Stones songs you pick it up on. There are a few people you pick it up on, but not many.
I'm kind of feeling like maybe for 2025. I'm not big on the whole resolution thing, but maybe for 2025.
You can learn to play guitar.
Mark, let's ask how, you know what, let me interrupt this resolution that I'm about to talk about, and let's talk about your 2024 New Year's resolution, Mark. Remind us what that was.
Was to try to get in better shape, and I did that for part of the year till I injured my shoulder. And then to learn to play guitar.
And how's that one going?
I then couldn't do because I injured my shoulder.
Oh, isn't that convenient? You couldn't do it because you injured your shoulder.
More importantly, Mark.
Can we move along?
Thumbs up, thumbs down on the finale.
Heartbreaking.
Okay.
I heard there were people not thrilled with it.
I was extraordinarily disappointed that they gave up without a fight. I expected more out of it. Let's put it that way. I don't know. I'll just say that. That shouldn't ruin it for anyone. Parts of it are exactly what I expected. I was glad about some parts of it. At the end of the day, I had a lot of questions. Let's put it that way.
Which may be explored in a new spinoff starring two of the
characters. And Taylor Sheridan, I'm sure, has one of those locked and loaded.
I'm kind of tired of all these spinoffs. Maybe I'm just being a Grinch about it. But
over.
Every show, they're coming out with, here's a spinoff, and here's
every
the prequel
show,
of the movie.
Every show I've really liked lately has Taylor Sheridan's name on it, though. I have to say that. He's a bit of a tool, but yeah.
And now, did you watch the Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren?
Right, I have not seen it yet.
Because the first episode of that dropped the other day,
I know.
Too.
Have not seen that yet. But we digress from our story here.
That's okay.
What happened with the 12-year-olds?
You heard them. They said that they were so happy, and they were less anxious, and they felt not as depressed. They were sleeping better. Their mood was better. They were saying their lives were improved. They said they felt like they could concentrate more. I find that, too. We think about our attention span these days and how much it's gone down, even from probably when I was a kid, because now we see a 30-second. I mean, think about when somebody sends you a video that they recommend you watch, and it's more than 5 minutes. Let's say it's like an 8 minute long video. I'm instantly thinking, oh, 8 minutes?
Can
8 minutes
is
not that
speed?
Right. 8 minutes is not that long, but that's where we're at in society, where we're so used to these quick 30-second long videos, maybe a minute, 2 minutes max, and then at that point we're like, yeah, I'm not interested. You really have to catch someone's attention for them to be interested enough to watch a video beyond that.
We've become conditioned.
Oh, yeah.
It's designed, the algorithms are designed to be addictive, and I'm not saying this was a member of my family, but I did witness recently a situation where somebody's access to social media was restricted for a period of time, and it resulted in abject panic because apparently on some of these social media, I don't know if it's Insta or what it is, you get a streak going and you have to keep it going, and it's so many days in a row that you've done this, and if you don't have it, you can't do it, and you're not connected, and like a how could you do this to me, you're ruining my life kind of approach. I mean, they have absolutely captured the minds of our young children, and somebody needs to stop it.
Well, people grow up these days knowing you can become quite literally a multimillionaire by being an influencer on Instagram or YouTube, and that's what some of these kids are dreaming about doing. No longer are they saying, you know what, I really want to go to medical school and become a doctor or become a lawyer. Right, but there's quite a few, I think, when you ask them, they say, I want to become an influencer. I am tempted for 2025 to not go on a 21-day phone detox because I couldn't do that just for our job. But I kind of want to maybe say, okay, for 2 hours a day, I won't touch my phone. Maybe I'll start small. Maybe I'll say for an hour during a set time, my phone is not near me.
Here's the other thing. Go in and turn off notifications. Try it. What attracts you to your phone in many cases is you'll look down and you realize there's a bar across the bottom of it. And maybe you've got it set to silent, but you can still see it. And you're desperate to know for self-gratification what that is. It may be something from Truth Social in my situation. We have some stupid thing set up on our Ring camera. There's a motion detector in the basement. I don't even know why I set it up, but I keep getting alerts for it.
Oh, we
and
had
I
to
need
turn,
to go in and turn it off.
At our old house, we had to turn the Ring notifications off because a leaf would blow by. And
yes.
You do-do-do-do, whatever the notification sound is, and it drove us nuts. I don't need to know when a leaf is blowing by my front door. I'd like to know when there's an intruder or somebody who's coming by the door when they ring it, the doorbell, that I can run and pretend like I'm not home. That's why I want to know when someone's there. Because who actually answers the door these days? Seriously. Unless you're like someone trying to sell me something that I don't need, why else would you come to my
door? Every
school
district in America should try what they just tried. Every parent should try what they just tried. I believe every school district in America should ban cell phones from the building during school.
Well, they're talking about that. They're talking about not only in the United States, but in other countries around the world. They're talking about social media bans for anyone under, I believe, 16 years old.
Yes.
And restrictions on phones. I wholeheartedly support restrictions on phones in school. And now the problem is kids have those smart watches where if you're not getting them to your phone, you can get them to your watch. So you still have access to text messages and social media, all that stuff.
Yep, and I know all of the arguments against it, but I don't care. They need to figure out a way to fix that for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.